Mars Field. In the early 18th century, the territory of the current Mars Field was a swampy area with scattered bushes. It was called the Empty or Great Meadow. The drainage canals were dug up, and the Great Meadow was used for the parades of military troops and festivals. During folk festivals, carousels and booths were installed, and shows and fireworks were displayed. So there was another name for the field, the Amusement Field. During the time of Catherine I, the Summer Palace was built next to the field. So you can find yet another name for this palace, the Tsaritsyn Meadow. At the turn of the 18th century, two monuments to Russian generals, Rumyantsev and Suvorov, were set up in the field. The place then became known as the Mars Field, since Mars is the god of war in Roman mythology. Later, the monuments were moved. The Rumyantsev Monument to Vasilevsky Island and the Suvorov Monument nearer to the Neva River. The fact is that Suvorov, with his sword drawn, was represented in the image as the god of war, Mars. It must be said, however, that the sculptor Kozlovsky had tried to convey the inner essence of a talented military leader, thus creating an image, rather than Suvorov's real appearance. Suvorov didn't have an athletic build, though he was a brave and courageous man, and without doubt, he was a brilliant commander. However, Mars Field wasn't a point of interest in St. Petersburg for a long time. It used to be rather monotonous and unattractive as any parade ground, with wind driving clouds of dust, such that some citizens called this place St. Petersburg's Sahara. Many projects to modernize the area were created, but the current form was acquired only in the early 20th century. City residents took part in voluntary Saturday work and turned the former parade ground into a beautiful park. Now there are green lawns, flower beds, and planted lilac bushes here. And traditionally for St. Petersburg, there is a monument in the center of the park. This is a square composed of granite slabs, with a monument to the revolution fighters. Many prominent and unknown revolutionaries who died in street battles were buried here. In the center of the square burns an eternal flame, which is a symbol of Russia's memory. This is the first eternal flame of the nation, which was lit from the open hearth furnace of the Putilov factory. Later, a spark from this same eternal fire was transported to Moscow and to the grave of the unknown soldier near the Kremlin. In the 20th century, Mars Field became a place of relaxation for city dwellers and visitors. Here, people walking with their children, horse-drawn coaches stop, and bridal couples are photographed.